This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What is not happening in Washington is something that we've been talking about for a long time, and that's health care. Where do we stand as far as health care is concerned? The Senate getting ready to do their part of trying to make this become a reality, but with the days coming up off and how mangled it's become, I'm not so sure that we see, I'm not so sure we see this make any kind of real headway. And some say it's a good thing, some say it's a bad thing. Mitch McConnell announced Thursday the reveal of the Senate health care bill and saying that that's what we're going to do. And they want to vote next week. So they want to make this happen quickly, thinking that if you don't hit the bullseye now, you're not going to get it done. So it's got to happen. Boom, boom, bang. McConnell says it's going to be as transparent as it can be, vowing the measure would be a profound positive improvement over the status quo. There's concern that people would be dumped. They won't be getting health care coverage, and there's a big panic about that. Senator Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, was a member of a group that told reporters he hadn't seen a draft because he's asked, have you seen a draft? No, there's no bill. I haven't seen it. I don't know that anyone's seen it. McConnell, for sure, will say face a really tough crowd, a tough path in the Republican Party to try to get the 50 votes he needs. There's some that say they're not going to do it, and some that say they will. You know, the conservatives like Rand Paul, probably not. Susan Collins, Maine, probably not. Lisa Murkowski, Republican, Alaska, probably not. It's not there yet, and it's not unveiled yet, but it is to come. And I, for one, will be curious to see what's in, what's dumped out, and what happens, frankly, through it. Definitely. It affects all of us. It's the one card in your wallet that can be very similar to your neighbor's, or maybe not. Have they worked for a company for a very long time, and is the health care coverage not quite as good as it was, but still, it's decent. In a previous show, we talked about who was going to jump into Sean Spicer's role. One of the names that was mentioned was Laura Ingraham, but she's not jumping up to say she wants it. In fact, she said, I'm not so sure the press secretary thing is something I'm dying to do. That's what she said on the morning show on Fox. She said, it wasn't something that she was, you know, thinking that she was going to jump into. Spicer has been rumored to be promoted to a role that oversees the administration's news and communications, but that's not possible. They're just talking about a possible shakeup. So who replaces him? Who wants that job? Answer the questions. Come up with what you're supposed to say. Try not to fumble the ball right on the line there. In one way, it would be high octane energy. In another way, because you have a front row seat. In another way, it could be dangerous territory for anybody because there's so many landmines out there. It's tough to maneuver, right? Of course. So how about this survey? The survey isn't about who's the White House press secretary. It's about what is our top concern? You know what our top concern is? What do you think our top concern is in America? What could you possibly think it is? Is it financial? Is it personal? Is it national? What is it? Americans rate national security as their top concern, according to a new security index. Fears of hacking? They've shot up. 68% of Americans in this particular survey say they were seriously concerned about national security. 56% say they were concerned with malware and hacking. Both jumped up a lot in the last couple of years. Is there a loss of control we are feeling when it comes to security? I don't think that's a shocker. Because we can't control very much anyway. And we certainly are not able to control some of the heinous things that have happened. And the more we see that, I think, the more you think that. Right? Speaking of security, John McCain today said it's stupid to travel to North Korea. It's just stupid. He said that Americans who are stupid enough to travel to that area should be required to sign a waiver absolving the U.S. government of any blame should they be harmed while they're there. Of course, McCain is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. He said North Korea murdered Otto Warmbier, which they did, the 22-year-old American college student who died just days after North Korea released him from detention in a coma. He came back to Ohio June 13th after being held for 17 months. McCain said they just murdered him. What was he accused of? He was accused of trying to steal a propaganda banner while visiting with a tour group, was convicted of subversion. 15 years, that's what he was convicted of. 15 years in prison with hard labor. Oof. Hard labor. So McCain was serious. He said, there should be at least a form for them to fill out that says, if I go to North Korea, I understand I'm taking a great risk. I don't hold the American government responsible. Now I hope the American government will help. But I realize what has happened to previous American citizens, including their deaths. I think he has something there. Pretty much now we know, unless you're Dennis Rodman, traveling there could be really tricky and dangerous. Going to South Korea, yeah, different story. Going to North Korea? Not the best. McCain's right. By the way, Republicans took back Georgia. Actually, they just kept Georgia. Republican Karen Handel, this was big, won a nationally watched congressional election in that state, avoiding an upset that would have rocked Washington ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. There's all this conversation about midterm elections. Her narrow win Tuesday over the Democrat in the 6th congressional district allows Republicans a sign of relief because they were worried that this would be the time that the boat would get rocked. I shouldn't say they were publicly worried, but there were some that were worried that this would not be a good deal for the Republicans. Wouldn't be a good deal. And sure enough, if she had lost, it wouldn't have been. Because that would have been the anchor to, okay, now you wait and see what happens in these midterm elections. Just wait and see. But that's off in the distance. What is happening today? How about Jeff Sessions hiring a personal lawyer? Could it mean that there's more of a squeeze that's on? Well, it just means that you have to lawyer up in Washington no matter who you are. He's hired a top guy, though, to represent him because of the concurrent investigations regarding Russia and President Donald Trump's campaign. Better to be safe than sorry. Stay with us. We're booting to the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, come on.
As always, thanks for hanging with us. A lot of you tweeting me lately. I'm going to get to those tweets in just a second. But before I go there, interesting thing that really, I think, tripped my attention, besides obviously what's happening with healthcare, what's going on with the situation in North Korea, very sad, with the 22-year-old dying, sentenced to a crazy sentence, the hard labor, ridiculous, and of course the major upset that didn't happen, so that Karen Handel won Georgia, that was the huge story, obviously. A story that made the rounds social media-wise, and immediately everybody sent it to me. I was tweeted it a ridiculous amount of times. But Marco Rubio and his hug with Ivanka Trump. supposedly, it looked worse than it was actually was, but the picture looks so odd, like she's repelled by him and doesn't want him to come even near her. So, whatever, it was kind of a strange embrace, let's just put it that way. And it was put all over Twitter, which made it, I think, even funnier, because when you saw the hug, it was odd. It was in Washington, and it was at a hearing, so what do you do? Marco Rubio tweeted out, just left Intel informed, a very informed meeting 2 days with Ivanka Trump, blowing up Twitter over alleged false hug. Investigating will respond soon. Marco Rubio says, we believe we have our own unclassified photographic evidence that will shed greater details on the incident. They were trying to acquire multi-angle video, which they say would show something better than the crazy picture that came out. The new photos that were out look better than the original ones. So I guess when someone's going to take your picture, can we please have all angles? Give me every angle you can so we make sure that this comes out correctly. I mean, now with selfies and everything else, so ridiculous, isn't it? You can go anywhere and you can find somebody holding up the camera and they're taking a selfie. And I mean, I can be as guilty as anyone else because people always ask me to post. That would be you on AmericaTonight.net or on Facebook or wherever. So I get it. But the thing is, the flattering angles versus the unflattering angles. And I suppose making sure that you get the different angles, I guess, is the key. I guess. Here, there's no guessing in this. Can you imagine? Picture the scenario for a second. Take a deep breath and think about this. You walk out of the store. Oh, you're tired because you're always working. Oh, you just want to plop on the couch. You don't want to move. But you have errands to do. You do your errands. You're in the parking lot. And suddenly you find $29,000 in cash. Yeah. That's what happened. In a home improvements parking lot, Jason Franson went. He found this envelope full of personal documents and cash. So what did he do? Call the police. Of course, that's what he did. He called the police. He said the documents and the cash were wrapped in plastic. He was wondering if it was legitimate even. He tried to find a name on the documents, that's scary, and contact the owner, but he knew he had no luck. He noticed the person had kids, and being a father, he knew he had to return it, he said. So he called the police department. Excuse me, may I speak to somebody? Sure. What can we do for you? I found a bag full of money. Am I talking to the right person? Or can you put me in touch with the right person? Just a minute. We'll transfer you. Yeah, how does that phone call go? I'm not trying to scam anyone. I'm not trying to do that. I just have this money that I found. Help me, help me, help me. Right? Yeah. Help me. It's smart, 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 smart to call the cops. Because first of all, you don't know what the scenario is with that money. You don't know if it is some kind of blood money. You don't know where it came from. And that's scary right there. Let's just put it that way. That is very, very scary. And mainly because of that reason. How do you know? Where, you know, it's not, it just didn't come out of thin air. And that amount of money, yeah. Smart. I'm wondering if, speaking of smart, if some of you listening to me, I've had this discussion once a very, very long time ago, but when you go and you get blades, when you go and you get, have to get razors and you go shopping for them, I was sort of naive to the whole razor thing. $24 to replace the blades. Are you kidding me? $24? So how about now Gillette with the Fusion Pro Shield cartridges, $6 a piece. And they're talking about the razors, Harry's newest blade versus Gillette Fusion Pro guidelines, just Fusion. And it's a pretty hefty, adjusted for inflation, a pretty hefty number, actually. Gillette has been so consistent, you would think they would take advantage of customer loyalty because there's nothing like it, and they would boost the cartridge prices to crazy, crazy numbers. But they haven't. And that's, I think when you sit around those tables and you start to compare what people are charging, that number, the number that they charge in the one company that started the whole thing and their analytics, Jeff Rader and Andy Katz-Mayfeld, who were shocked at what they were spending, just like me, on blades at the drugstore, they felt like saving money and shaving. The shaving rate was mutually exclusive. They decided to channel it into a solution. Isn't that crazy? And then they launched Harry's in 2013, and look how it took off. Their exact specifications, everything. Where would we be without their innovation? And the answer is, I don't know that we would be there. There might have been people thinking about it, but nobody did it. And innovation takes a little bit of that, too. It takes a little bit of that courage to say, well, this is ridiculous. Why should we have to offer an alternative? Because that's too much money to pay month after month after month after month. Ridiculous. You know, I was just looking at, speaking of ridiculous, I was just looking at a chart of current temperatures. And the good news is in some parts of the country, it's really cooled off. In Fresno, it's 95.
Oh.
In Vegas, it's 103. So we're not talking about the heat of the day, even. And the places where it gets chillier are in parts of Illinois, where it's in the 50s, which is amazing. 50s versus 109 degrees in the desert. Are you kidding me? There's no choice there. Of course you would take the cooler temperatures, right? Of course. It's funny, too. Looking at a map, the coolest place right now, coolest place, I'm saying, is Jackson. Checking in at 55 degrees. Woo, 55 degrees. That seems almost blustery. Coming up, we got a couple of Forbes books at bedtime. They're so, so good. Hang with us. That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, very pleased to welcome to the show Samantha Ski. She is the president of She Knows Media. And let me tell you, it's really crazy what is happening in Orlando, what's coming up. Blog Her 17. And this conference, I'm telling you, is a who's who of unbelievable, first of all, women bloggers, vloggers, writers, social media influencers, entrepreneurs. I mean, you name it. And they're there. Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. From Chelsea Clinton, who I just met a couple of weeks ago, to Serena Williams, Maria Bello, who grew up down the street from me. I mean, it's just crazy, this list. So, Samantha, first of all, congratulations on your massive success. You have to be excited about what's happening.
Yes, thank you. We're very excited. It's the 13th year of Blog Her annual conference, and we're thrilled. Terrified and thrilled.
So here's the question. I mean, obviously, blogging and all those other forms that I sort of touched on there
yep.
have become so huge. This is how we communicate and really tap into what people are thinking and what they're doing. Did you just know we have something here? You knew that it was explosive right from the beginning?
Well, I think that we've gone through many different twists and turns in terms of the content we focus on. When Blog Her was founded, it was really about mainstaging women bloggers. Now it's become a celebration of all types of digital content creators, and some of whom really focus specifically on Instagram or focus specifically on Snapchat. So it's evolved to become all forms of digital publishing, and I think that's a very natural evolution, starting with blogs, which were kind of the first really user-generated space to hit mainstream. And we're fortunate that new platforms come out every day, so it gives us new angles to explore.
Well, you say it's fortunate the new platforms come out every day, but it also must be a bit maddening, because you have to stay ahead of it before the rest of us stay ahead of it, because you're planning the conference where you're highlighting the luminaries. You've got to know who the luminaries are. How do you stay on top of it?
Well, that's a great question, because, and I appreciate that you're asking, because it is a source of angst at times. I think that we stay on top of it by basically watching what our top content creators are gravitating to. Some of our content creators will stick with the format in which they're most comfortable. They will stick with YouTube, or they will stick with blogging, and they'll use other platforms just as a means to distribute the content they're creating in their primary platform. But there are moments where we're like, is Periscope huge? Is Vine going to be around forever? And, you know, we have a group of Gen Z content creators, tweens and teens, who are extremely adept at keeping us ahead of the curve. We call it from our Hatch workshop, which is digital media literacy for kids, for members of Gen Z. And they told us Snapchat, you know, 4 years ago-ish, it was the thing that was coming. And there was a moment where it was adults thinking it might be a blip, but they showed us how they were honing their content there. And I think it's feeling the temperature of social communications, understanding what oftentimes our content creators will use a platform for distribution, and then they'll gravitate to producing content on that platform. But we've missed things, like I've missed things, and it took us a minute to really find true talent in Snapchat, for example, because they hide.
I love that. They hide in Snapchat. Well, of course, you know that Chelsea's show made Snapchat big, and then Snapchat and the whole idea, Samantha, for people who don't know, which I can't believe someone doesn't know, but it's there and then it's gone. It's there and then it's gone. Yeah. So I think it would be easy to hide. That's probably why, right?
Yes. I mean, when you're trying to go and see who's prolific and what types of content they're producing so that we can ensure that it syncs with our mission, which is really around empowering and inspiring women, it's tricky. You have to get to know the people where, you know, I can check an Instagram, in most cases a public one, and be able to tell very quickly what that person is representing. So we've had to get much smarter with Snapchat and really engage some people who know far more than we do to help us navigate.
Yeah. So your mission, tell us about She Knows.
Okay, sure. Yay. So She Knows Media is focused on women inspiring women. Our goal is to produce mainstream lifestyle content that is productive, useful, inspiring, amusing, but if possible, never derogatory or gossipy. So that's tricky because gossipy can be very, is in season. But our focus is to empower content creators within a community. We have 20,000 content creators on whose behalf we publish, and we really try to find the right angles for them and help them to build their own brands. So it's a very distributed content model. We host the Blog Her conference because it is one of the best platforms for representation for, you know, over 10 years. We've put 40% women of color on stage and been very deliberate about that. The audience is, you know, the same proportion. And, you know, we've really looked to represent the gay community as well and transgender community. And we've looked at really every angle of underserved community and tried to help advance consideration and tolerance. So we get to do a lot of fun things, and we have to take that type of content and make it relevant to a mainstream audience.
We're speaking with Samantha Ski, She Knows Media President. We're talking about Blog Her. So it's interesting. It's fabulous. You talk about the mission, women inspiring women. So somebody's listening to this for the first time, let's say, and they sort of know what you do, and they're excited, and they want to start to blog, and they have great content that would be incredible to pump out there. Where would you say they start?
They go to our BlogHer site, blogher.com. They will find there an easy link to submit a first shot piece of content. Likewise, our She Knows community at shenows.com is another conduit to submitting your interest in publishing. And then you would be assigned to an editor who will begin to feel out what your area of expertise is, what matches with our audience interests, because we can't publish everything and anything because we won't be successful at that. We do have to focus on the areas in which we're strongest, which are our health, parenting, beauty, community. We are not the best place for financial services information, for example. So we are very transparent in representing what we think we can do for each and every content creator who comes our way.
So in case no one noticed, I'm the man in the room.
I heard that. I thought, or you just have an awesomely gravelly female voice.
Well, and so, you know, I'm so glad you're here, Samantha, and I'm really thrilled because I'm going to be at BlogHer. Kate, I wish you could join us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a party.
Yes, believe me, I'm looking forward to it. But it has been fascinating to me as a guy what an incredible job She Knows Media and BlogHer has done at accomplishing your mission, and I think even drawing women and others to your mission to empower others. And what is it about women in your space that enables you to do this, whereas it probably wouldn't have worked in other parts of the business world?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, and that's a long conversation. It's really interesting to me. But within news and areas of content or editorial that are focused on presenting a very objective point of view, it would be hard to rally people around a cause because you have to report the news without bias. We can be biased. We're lifestyle. We can
well,
be.
And you're saying that, it also occurs to me that you also have the freedom to be yourselves.
Yes, yes. And that's part of our appeal, I think. I mean, there are plenty of people who don't like us or who wouldn't want to consume our content or share our content. But I think because we don't go for partisan content, but we do go for positive, pro-female. And we have some judgments about what pro-female looks like. We try to be really open and represent, you know, a full spectrum. In lifestyle, if you don't have an opinion and a point of view, you're going to lose an audience very quickly.
So, Greg, I know you're dying to ask Samantha this. The lineup for this year's BlogHer, I mentioned a few names. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the lineup is really amazing, and I'm stoked this year that we're covering a whole bunch of women athletes, and that is new for us. We haven't done that deliberately in the past. It's a passion of mine, and I think putting, you know, we have, as you know, Serena Williams, we have gold medal winning Olympic force, Lori Hernandez, who's a gymnast. I mean, we have just okay, it's an embarrassment of riches. We have Gabrielle Reese. We have Donna Orender, who was ran the WNBA, then the PGA, and was a professional basketball player as well. We have a wonderful woman named Jessie Miley Dyer, who's the commissioner of women's surf. So we're really bringing out just a great array of women who have leadership roles in sports. And my point there is that I think sports are a great place to merge interests and build community. And I think it looks at, it can be a microcosm for societal awesomeness and societal problems in terms of equality. And I think it's just a great space to explore. Again, not because we're specifically, you know, basketball fans, but rather because a woman's experience in ascending, ascending within, in some cases, a primarily male sport, it shows so many interesting things about perseverance and passion, about camaraderie, probably about contending with challenges and sexism at times, or simply, you know, lack of interest, perhaps from either sponsors or audience. So it's going to be a celebration. The panel I'm referring to is called, you know, #WinningWomen: Passion and Perseverance, and that is, you know, five athletes on stage talking about their passion, their perseverance, and sort of the metaphors of sports that can drive power. And then, of course, we have Chelsea Clinton, who's very excited, with Cecile Richards. They'll be talking about empowering women and girls, and the, you know, in part the agenda for Planned Parenthood. We have Janet Mock, who is an amazing voice in the transgender community. She'll be hosting Voices of the Year. As mentioned, we have Maria Bello and Yasmin Hassan. Maria Bello has been an advocate for women's rights and for authentic speaking about various social issues. Yasmin Hassan runs Equality Now. We have Joy Reid. We have Anna Navarro from the news side. How do you handle news in this environment? So I'm just throwing out the ones that come to mind right now, but there are so many interesting women. Yeah,
I love it. Samantha, hang through because we have so much to talk about. We want to do another part with you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Terrific. More coming up in our next time around here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, this time around on your nightly fix of Forbes, Greg, I was wondering, and I almost know the answer to this. Do you sell stuff online?
Books. Lots and lots of books.
I love that. So, you know, if you think about this, what's one of the worst things that can happen? Maybe it's that someone wants to buy something, right?
Some like my
big
book.
Big ticket item. Yeah.
Okay. I was shopping for a dishwasher this weekend.
So you got a big ticket item. And I've done that too. My husband is awesome at that. So he does the same thing. And what happens if they don't have it in stock, do you think, when people assume, well, we should be able to just snap this up?
Yeah, so we actually have a guy on the line, Kim Gerritsen, from a company called MyAlerts, and I have known Kim for many years, and he has really opened my eyes to what a problem this is when you're shopping for something and the store is out of stock, because you go away, they don't know who you are, and they have no way of telling you the next day, we got it now, we want to sell it to you. So on that note, let's fix this problem for us as shoppers and for retailers. Kim Gerritsen from MyAlerts, welcome to your nightly fix of Forbes.
Hello, you two. Say, what you just described, what you just described, Kate and Greg, is only half the problem. If you don't have it, you go away, the store doesn't know when to tell you it's back. But let's say you do have it and you're in the middle of your research, then what happens is you're creeped out for days and weeks by ads and emails saying, are you sure you don't want to buy it? Are you sure you don't want to buy it? Do you want to come back and buy it?
You already bought it, and you're still getting the ads offering to sell it to you. How many dishwashers do I need?
And that's the third leg of the stool. You buy it, and then you're creeped out with ads about it for days and weeks. So what's the solution? The solution, I'm going to start with a term called permission marketing.
Okay.
There's a digital prognosticator, Seth Godin, who 17 years ago, when we weren't barraged by as much advertising and messaging as we are today, but 17 years ago, Seth said, why don't we just ask people for permission to market to them on what they're thinking about buying? And it's taken 17 years, but we've reached that point now.
You know, it's funny, Kim. It's funny. When I wrote the book Internet Privacy for Dummies 20 years ago, and people would, you know, complain to me about advertising, I would say, wait a minute. It's not bad advertising, and advertising is not bad when it's exactly what you want. Right? When you're shopping for skis, you want to know there's a sale on skis. You just don't want to know there's a sale on skis when you're shopping for beach vacations. And that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly. And so nearly 50 retailers now, the big ones, Home Depot, Best Buy, Target, etc., when you're shopping online and you're researching and it's out of stock or you're not ready to buy today or whatever, traditionally you've had one button on a product page, add to cart, which means buy the thing today. Now there's a new button that says get alerts, and you click it, and a pop-up says, would you give us your consent to send you more marketing information about this product if, choose your criteria, if it comes back in stock, if the price drops, if the brand adds a new model to the line, if a new five-star review is posted. This is permission marketing finally emerging at scale this year.
Yeah, so if we look at this, wow, and these alerts, what kind of sites are we talking about if we're trying to find these sites? Give us a few names, Kim, of a few of the sites that offer my alerts.
Sure. Best Buy, JCPenney, Home Depot, certain sections of the Target site before it expands across all of Target, BJ's Wholesale Club, Macy's, Bloomie's, etc. Again, nearly 50 sites are offering this year.
And so this is really this perfect relationship between the retailer and the customer, isn't it? The retailer is actually helping me make a better, more timely decision given my needs, and it's also helping me enable them to not annoy me as much as they do today. And why did it take 17 years to get here?
It's a tricky technological problem that's being solved with new technology, but it also, you know, let's be honest, they're retailers, and retailers are built for transactions. Retailers want you to buy today. So it's taken this long to convince retailers that most of their visitors, and I'm talking in-store and online, are not going to buy today. They're on a path to purchase. They're on a journey. And by the way, what I'm talking about here in terms of get alerts button at websites, we're going to start to see a version of this in store this year. What do I mean by that? I'll use Best Buy as an example. There's the term showrooming, which means a lot of people who go into a Best Buy are going to compare prices at Amazon and Walmart and Target. They're not going to buy today. But Best Buy noticed that many people were, say, standing in front of a Samsung TV. And what do? They take a picture of the price tag and the TV. And
I'm holding up my hand because that's me.
Right. And they email that picture to themselves to put in their folder for the research they're doing. Well, Best Buy had no way to know who was in their store taking pictures of items on their path to purchase on their research journey. Now Best Buy is adding a big blue button saying, remind me, in their app so that someone can, again, ask for reminders, alerts, on the same criteria. Price drops, back in stock, new reviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Boy, that's revolutionary. All the research is right there because we all know making it easier for consumers, right, Kim, would make them want to buy from you more if you could just get that right at your fingertips and make maybe a quicker decision.
And, you know, since now the retailer has a one-to-one relationship with you because you've given it permission and your criteria, now the retailer can decide to send you a special offer just for you.
But the tricky thing here is if the retailer breaks that bond of trust, if they use my information to bombard me with advertising that's not on target, then the whole permission marketing idea is going to go up in flames because we have to trust each other to make this work.
Well, not only that, but ad blocking. So we've all been reading about ad blocking.
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to, yes. Headline from Forbes, Google building an ad blocker into Chrome isn't as crazy as it sounds.
So this is interesting. I'm actually teaching a class to advertising students at the University of Missouri Journalism School, and these are advertising students who are going to go into advertising when they graduate next month.
Yes.
About 60% of them use ad blocking. And they're in the business.
Yeah, that's like radio people who listen to Pandora.
That's right.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
How do we overcome ad blocking? Let's just ask people. Let's just ask people for permission to market to them.
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you this question because Greg loves asking this question of everybody we have on the show. And you know Greg, he is relentless. So this is a great question. Since we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Your Nightly Fix of Forbes, we have to ask you this. What keeps you, Kim, at my alerts up at night?
Opening the Google News app in the morning and seeing that Google or Apple or Facebook has come out with a competing product to my alert. And of course,
so if the headline said that they were buying my alerts, would that be okay?
I'd like that.
We're hoping that that happens because the idea of permission marketing. And as I was shopping for a dishwasher, I actually saw that button, Kate, and it's what made me want to reach out to Kim and talk to him because I had talked with him and the others at My Alerts in the past, and I realized, boy, they're really reaching a state of scale and accessibility for consumers. And I don't see anything but upside on this. We've been talking with Kim Garrison. He's from the company My Alerts. It's myalerts.com, Kim.
It is.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, so interesting to talk to Kim and this whole thing of My Alerts. And, Greg, you were talking about the whole dishwasher experience. We're wrapping this up, so we really only have 30 seconds or so. But in the end, were you satisfied by discovering what you discovered while you were trying to make that big ticket purchase?
Yeah, totally blew me away. I mean, I looked at every site. I had a spreadsheet. I'm putting information in. And when I saw that notify me button on multiple sites, by the way, Home Depot, Best Buy, and some others, I thought, is this Kim Garrison and My Alerts? I reached out to him. But I used it, and then I got information that was very useful for me. And it actually enabled me, and this is what retailers love, it enabled me to make my decision faster. So the spoils went to the victor, the company that got the sale, and it was a company using My Alerts. It was Home Depot.
Interesting. All right, we'll see you again on your nightly fix of Forbes.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.